Proverbs 16:27, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. Now this use of the word dig is the same as in Job 3:20, where it says, wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul, which longeth for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures. So when it says he diggeth up evil, it's talking about this ungodly man exerts energy. He spends what energy he has and time he has pursuing evil. He pursues it. He desires it. He searches for it. And it's interesting, this, when compared to what David wrote in Psalm 23. You'll remember, while the ungodly man pursues evil, David said, God's goodness is pursuing me. Surely his goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life. That's the difference that grace makes. One sinner pursuing evil and one sinner being pursued by good. When applied to the ungodly man's treatment of the scriptures, he diggeth for evil. It's so appropriate and true. You have to strive and strain to make the scriptures say what you want them to. To make them say what they do not, you've got to dig. You have to do some digging, not in the form of real study. The man of God digs too, but not this way. Not in the form of real study, but in the form of twisting and perverting the Word of God. You have to strain at it and change it. Make it mean what it doesn't. To get man's false religion out of this book, they use the same book in many cases. The false religion is not there, but if they dig enough, they can twist a part of this passage into a part of that passage and fool people who have no spiritual understanding. You can't fool a believer like that, but you can another ungodly man. A man who knows God by his grace, as I said, will also search and dig in the scriptures, but he's not digging for evil. He's digging for the hid treasure of the truth of Christ. And by God's grace, he finds it on every page. And you don't have to strain the Word of God. When God reveals it, it's clear as it can be. And when he don't, it's not. But as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Lord reveals the hidden things of the Spirit to his sheep. The ungodly man, what he's digging for is a way. And this is why it becomes an effort, a digging. It becomes labor. It's not complicated when somebody just preaches the simple truth that God is God. That's not complicated. That's not hard to understand. God does as he pleases. That's how David characterized. There's a lot of different ways he could have characterized his God. When the heathen asked him, where's your God? But the way he characterized God is he's in the heavens. He's done as he pleased. He does what he wants. That's what it means to be God. He does what he wants to. So when religion, they talk about God wanting to and trying to and can't do it and hoping for the best, but falling short, people going to hell anyway in spite of all of God's efforts. They've got to dig. They've got to strain at the scriptures. They've got to take one out of context here and put together this monstrosity of a puzzle in order to deceive themselves and the souls of men. And what they're doing is they're digging for a way that even from this book that glorifies Christ alone with every word, they can get some glory for themselves. That's what they're digging for. And that's evil. Getting some glory for the flesh, that is the ungodly man's hid treasure. You mark it down. Glory for self. And you're not going to find that in the Word of God. You're going to have to dig up some evil. And it's not going to come from the Scriptures. It's going to come from your own wicked, ungodly heart. But you're going to twist and use the Scriptures to do that. And the same applies to the last part of our verse. When a man digs up evil rather than believe in the truth, he can't shut up about it. When he thinks he's figured out a way for man to get some glory, oh, he loves to tell everybody about that. And they love to hear it. If they're also ungodly, if they're without Christ, without the grace of God, they love to hear it. But his lips are a destroying fire. They have in them a destroying fire. That's what it amounts to. The destroying fire of false doctrine. Man-centered doctrine. There's a reason we call it what we do. Man-centered, free will, works, religion. That's not just a bunch of adjectives thrown together to sound good. It's man-centered. In other words, if you will, God will. Everything starts with you. Everything depends on you. Here's the thing. Maybe we should operate on the assumption that God Almighty may just want to do some things without you. You reckon? He may just want to save somebody whether you do anything or not. You think? If you read this book, I think you might agree with that. Man-centered religion. What we mean when we say that is it's all about what you need to do to get saved instead of what Christ did when he saved sinners. Man gets the glory in salvation when this evil is excavated. Free will, we call it free will religion. Salvation is up to you. The most important thing in the universe hinges upon your will. That's not just wrong. It's evil, according to God. It's evil. It's not just a mistake. It's satanic. It's a destroying fire. It makes God weak and man to be the decider of everything vital. It's a horrible satanic lie. And we need to recognize it as such. Don't be fooled by the nice sentimental face that religion puts on their evil. It's the working of Satan in this world. It's not the things that people think of when they think of evil. It's the false doctrine that sounds so good to the flesh. That's the evil. We call it works religion for obvious reasons. If the Philippian jailer, you remember when he asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" I can tell you this with authority now. I've been in false religion for many years as a young man. And I know it hadn't changed because I see it on the television. I see it from people that I knew back then that are now, some of them, preaching. It hadn't changed. If the Philippian jailer had asked one of these ungodly men in our text that digs up evil, "What must I do to be saved?" they would have given him the 5 easy steps to salvation. They would have taken him down the Roman road. Have you ever heard of that one? The Roman road. They would have said, "Walk this aisle and repeat after me." They would have said, "You must live the Christian life. You must tithe and pray many times a day. You've got to read your Bible this many times a day. You must make a decision for Jesus. Anything except just believe God. Believe on His Son. Believe the record that God hath given concerning His Son. And this is the record that God hath given unto us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Sinners are still digging. They're still working, striving, laboring, and are heavy laden. And what they have when they've dug all they can dig is just more evil than they had already. And the Lord Jesus Christ is still saying, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, all of you that are digging. All you're going to get is more evil. Come unto me and rest. Come unto me and rest. Lay down your shotgun. Surrender to King Jesus and lay down your shovel too. Lay down your shovel. The Lord Jesus does not need for you to do anything. He doesn't need you to do anything. Put the shovel down and just look what He's done for sinners. And believe with all your heart, He did that for me. He laid down His life for me. He accomplished salvation for me. I get it now when the Scripture says this. This is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life. We haven't earned it. We didn't merit it. We didn't distinguish ourselves from others so as to attain it. We didn't make a decision for it. We didn't choose it. We didn't want it. It wasn't up to us. He's given it to us by His grace, by free and sovereign grace. And what that looks like is Christ. This life, it's not giving us, you know, some kind of life full of, you know, the prosperity of earthly things like religion talks about. This life is in His Son. He gave us life when He put us in His Son. Cease from your own works and rest in the Savior. Rest in salvation finished, salvation perfected. That's the message of our text. The evil man, the ungodly. Notice it's the ungodly man that digs for evil. And not just a man. The evil person digs for evil. And the more he digs, the more evil he is. The more he works, the more he sins. And everything he says is a lie. Everything. But by God's grace, those who know Him have ceased from their labors and rested in Him alone. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your grace, and thank You for the plain message of Christ, the simplicity that's in Him, the all-inclusiveness of our Savior. He is our salvation, our righteousness, our sin offering, our all and in all. And may we come to know that more and more, more this very day than we've ever known it. Lean on Him harder than we ever have. Praise Him with more zeal and enthusiasm than we ever have, and look ever more away from this wretched flesh. Bless us in Christ, in His precious name. Amen. Amen. I think we'll just stay in here and fellowship a little bit again this morning. And keep a check on the water back here, make sure it's not freezing or